Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Vamos a abrir la Biblia y si está bien con ustedes, vamos a ver lo que dice la palabra de Dios en la segunda carta de Timoteo, capítulo 3. Segunda carta de Timoteo, capítulo 3. ¿Qué es fe? Fe tiene dos significados en la Biblia. Uno está conectado intrínsecamente con el otro. ¿Pero qué es fe? Si vamos a la segunda carta de Timoteo, en el capítulo 3, y dice ahí en el versículo 14 al 17, vamos a leer. Uno de los retos que tienen ustedes es que el día de hoy tienen una gran ventaja, y se le llama esa gran ventaja YouTube o TikTok. ¿En qué sentido? Cualquier pregunta que tienes en cuanto a algo que no entiendes, vas y le dices a YouTube, ¿cómo haces esto? How do you do this? How do you do that? Y normalmente siempre hay alguien que tiene de alguna u otra manera un video que te explica paso por paso cómo lo puedes hacer. Levante la mano quien ha utilizado eso, solamente yo. Ok, muchos que dicen, ok, mi teléfono hace esto, ¿cómo le hago? Bueno, cuando tú compras algo, un teléfono u otra cosa, te dan el día de hoy un QR code o una página web y vas y está el manual en PDF de tu teléfono. So if you decide to read the manual, you should be able to know everything about your phone or about whatever you bought. But what do we do? Forget it. We get the phone, we plug it in, and we just stop. Y muchas veces no sabemos cuáles son las capacidades, funciones que tiene nuestro dispositivo, nuestro iPhone o Android, whatever you have. ¿Qué sucede? Eso tiene que ver con la idea total de la fe. So, you were born, and now you are here, and you're like, okay, how do I make myself use all of the functions that I was born with that I don't know how to do, or what to do, or where to go? La palabra fe viene del griego pistis, del hebreo menaj. ¿Y qué significa fe? Es literalmente el manual del ser humano. Fe es la Biblia. En un sentido, fe es el conjunto de leyes, de mandamientos, de estatutos y de preceptos. So you get an iPhone and it will tell you, do not do this. It will say, it is water resistant. ¿Qué significa? That doesn't mean you can take your iPhone again. Put in what?
Water.
In water. ¿Cuántas veces ha pasado que you didn't know? Porque no leíste ¿qué? El manual. So I love the sea and I love the ocean and I scuba dive once in a while. A couple of months ago I went to Hawaii and I scuba dive. I love scuba diving. That's for me is the best. You go down 100 feet. And certainly you have to go slowly. You go 10, 15, and you wait. Y te ajustas, te adaptas, and then you keep going. So I took my GoPro para grabar adentro. Pero el GoPro no leí el manual. So ¿qué pasa? Tanta era la presión del agua que el botón was like pushing by itself. I'm like trying to record, I'm like, it's not recording. Oh, great. Entonces pasa un shark, I'm like, great. Okay? Y luego pasa una tortuga, I'm like, I cannot believe this. Porque el GoPro tiene una capacidad de ciertos pies bajo el nivel del mar. La Biblia es el manual, es la fe, es el conjunto de leyes, normas, mandamientos. Entonces aquí en la segunda carta de Timoteo, capítulo 3, en el versículo 14 dice, pero persiste tú en lo que has aprendido y te persuadiste, sabiendo de quién has aprendido. Y que desde la niñez has sabido las sagradas escrituras, las cuales te pueden hacer salvo para la salvación por la fe que es en Cristo Jesús. Ahí está la palabra, por la fe. ¿Qué es la fe? Toda la escritura es inspirada por Dios y es útil para enseñar, para redarguir, para corregir, para instruir en justicia. ¿Qué quiere decir esto? This is like para que veas, just like Google, it's the manual. So anything you have, cualquier problema que tengas, this is it. You can get the answers here. Well, you know what? Somebody is kind of bullying me here. What to do? Well, so you know what? Siento un resentimiento, un recuerdo con mi mamá o mi papá here. Oh, you know what? ¿Qué dice Dios acerca del sexo? Is it okay? Is it not okay? Here. This is the manual. Nada más que, just like everybody, everything is hard. I mean, how are you gonna, you have the manual, but you're gonna read, it's gonna be too much. Right? So you just decide to go to YouTube. And you ask people. Y todos sabemos que no todos los videos en YouTube, que no todos los links en TikTok son verdad. Sabemos que algunas cosas que dicen no son verdad. Y sabemos que algunas cosas que ellos dicen no provienen del manual. So faith, la fe es eso, es el conjunto. El otro significado de la fe ¿Qué hace la fe? Dice ahí, para corregir, para hacer justicia, dice versículo 17, a fin de que el hombre de Dios sea perfecto, enteramente preparado para toda buena obra. O sea, puedes llegar a ser perfecto. Perfecto no significa que no vas a cometer errores. Que you're going to mature enough to be the person you're supposed to be. The person you ought to be. Pero fe, también dice Hebreos 11:1, fe es la certeza de lo que se espera, la convicción de lo que, ¿qué? No se ve. Entonces, la fe viene por el oír la palabra de Dios. Entonces, este es el manual. You will have a lot of questions in life. Esto te va a decir what to do. That's why it's important for you to read the Bible. Si tienes preguntas acerca de lo que hace mi papá o hace mi mamá, it will tell you. Is it okay to bite? It will tell you. Is it okay to use cocaine? It will tell you. Is it okay to have safe sex? It will tell you. Is it okay to be gay? It will tell you. Everything is here. Lo que pasa es que casi no lo leemos. So what do we do? We ask people. Or we have an essence of influencers that keep telling us every day, esto, 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 esto. It's hard. ¿A quién le vas a creer? Primer punto es, la fe es el libro, es la Biblia. You have a choice. When you have issues in your life, which you will have a lot of issues, you either go to the source para ver qué es lo que tienes que hacer, or you decide on your own. Y a veces sucede como me pasó a mí. When you're under a lot of pressure from the world, you crash. Si hubiera leído y hubiera dicho que este GoPro hace solamente 30 pies bajo el nivel del agua, why knew that that was it? Tenía que comprar uno que tenía que hacer 120 pies. And when you're underwater, it's really scary, porque cuando bajas al agua, when I did my certification, yo go like 120 feet down, y dice el maestro de buzo, okay, get on your knees. Pero te lo estaba hablando con la mano, o sea, no like this, está hablando. Y dice, okay, ahora quítate la máscara, el goggle, dice, y vas a quitarte el oxígeno. Y queremos que me veas. And you're freaking out, you're like, and that's what you have to do to pass and get your certification. You're like, man, this is scary. Porque if you make a mistake, that's it. You die. Y no puedes salir rápido, because even when you come out, you have to go up and just wait. Porque tus pulmones se pueden explotar por la presión que tiene el agua. La vida es así. Y la palabra es el manual. Y tienes que leerlo, porque si no tus pulmones van a explotar. So, el primer punto es que en la casa, maybe your dad don't know, maybe your mom don't know, but God will know. You go to the source. He will tell you. Eso es la fe. Y eso está conectado con lo demás. ¿Cuáles son las cosas que preocupan más al joven? La autoestima. Los medios. La aceptación. Todos estos problemas están aquí, los puedes encontrar aquí. Puedes contestarlos aquí. Ahora, maybe this is one of the big issues we have in churches, that maybe your mom and dad are trying their best. I'm going to tell you something, okay? Nobody in the world loves you as much as your mom and dad. And you're like, ah, no, hermano, come on. You don't know them. But they love you. Maybe they don't know how to love you. Porque no han leído, ¿qué? Source. But they love you. How deeply, I don't know. How much, I don't know. But they definitely love you. So, ahora les digo esto que es importante. ¿Cómo le hacemos para ampliar la fe en nuestro hogar? ¿Cómo le hacemos para ampliar la fe en nuestro hogar? ¿Y qué debes de hacer? Número uno, debes de orar mucho a Dios. ¿Quién de aquí no está bautizado? Levante la mano. Ok. Maybe like a third of the group. Okay. ¿Los demás están bautizados? Levante la mano. Ok. Debes de orar a Dios. Debes de orar a Dios para entender el libro. ¿Qué es lo que sucede en la escuela? En la escuela normalmente they give you a teacher and they say, okay, he's going to teach you the books. Y el maestro viene, agarra la pizarra y lo hace así y te explica. Pero hay maestros que no te explican, right? They're like, okay, you guys are gonna read chapter 7 and we'll have the test tomorrow. Tienes que orar primero a Dios para que te dé entendimiento. Y número dos, tienes que encontrar a alguien que te ayude a entender el manual. You have to spend time reading the manual. On a daily basis. I know this is very hard because what do you do? It's like my son, you know? he watches so many reels, you know. And sometimes he's laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? Nah, you don't get it. I'm watching this a short in YouTube. I'm like, what are you laughing at? Pero si ustedes emplean 10, 15, 20 minutos, yo le llamo los 45 minutos más importantes de tu día. Are you guys ready? ¿Todos están aquí? ¿Sí o no? Ay, está bien caliente acá en Bakersfield. Ahí estamos en Egypt for a second. Número uno, 15 minutos, take some time to pray. Muchos me dicen, pero ¿cómo oro, hermano? I don't know how to pray. Well, cuando tú platicas con alguien, le expresas todo lo que estás pasando y hay veces les pides ayuda. Ora de esa manera. Empieza diciendo, Padre.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Y habla con él por 10-15 minutos al día. You know, Denzel Washington had this custom, this habit. And what he did was that antes de dormirse, agarraba sus zapatos y los ponía en lo más profundo de la cama. And then he would go to sleep. And like, what's he doing that? Porque dice que en la mañana, cuando se levantaba, he would have to get on his knees to take his shoes out. And then he would remember, I have to pray. So take some time to pray every morning. 15 minutos, Padre. Estoy pasando esto en la escuela. Padre, mis amigas me odian. Padre, this person blocked me in Instagram. Padre, you need to talk to him about something like that. It's okay. Ora, número dos, lee. Lee la Biblia. You're like, oh man, I'm asking it so hard. Está bien difícil, hermano, es un montón. I don't know where to start. Lee. Si lees 5 versículos al día, that's great. As a new Christian, within 1 year, you should read the Bible 3 times. But I know you're not very disciplined, maybe. So at least, read 5 verses a day. Cuando leas los 5 versículos, acábalos, es rápido, right? Si es en inglés, mejor, porque el inglés mejor está bien, o en español. Y luego haz lo siguiente. ¿Cómo aplico estos versículos a mi vida? O sea, si abres la Biblia y dice, y Judas se ahorcó, no, don't apply that to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Pero lee y digo, ¿cómo aplica estos versículos a mi vida? Y viendo eso, ¿cómo aplican a tu vida? Empléalos. Y número 3, trata de hacer algo bueno para alguien ese día. Maybe the neighbor is kind of old. And for you, like, if they're like 30 years, they're about to die. Pero maybe he's old. Maybe you say, you know what? I'm going to cut the yard for him. O posiblemente estás en la escuela y están en, like, lunch period y nadie se sienta con alguien que todos le dicen loser. I mean, I hope it's not you, but you know what I'm saying? Like, nadie se sienta con alguien que... Well, sit down with that person. Or maybe, you know, be kind to your brothers or sisters, or your mom or dad. Y ten una buena actitud. Imagínate tú que de pronto tu mamá te diga, mijo, ¿qué quieres de comer? Y digas, ten una buena actitud. Que tu mamá te mande y te diga, oye, mijo, saca la basura. Y tú, oh, great. Ten una buena actitud. tres cosas. Y la fe empieza a vivir en ti. Porque la fe no solamente es el hacer, el oír, perdón, sino también el hacer. Tú oyes y tú haces. Y cuando lo practicas y es parte de tu vida, tú lees todos los días cinco versículos, y lo aplicas y lo aplicas y lo aplicas, de pronto tu vida va a hacerte una persona madura, porque la fe va a estar viviendo en tu casa y en tu vida. Si agarras resentimiento con alguien, ¿qué dice Dios? Perdona. Si agarras amargura, ¿qué dice Dios? Busca la paz. Entonces tú tienes que estar trabajando en ello y trabajar, y eso es fe. Si tu papá o tu mamá no lo hacen, porque sometimes they don't do a good job with it, maybe you start. I've known many homes where mom and dad are a disaster, but their kids are really good Christians. Maybe they're not good, but you might be good. Eso es lo que tienes que hacer. ¿Qué es la fe? Es la fe, es poner en práctica los mandamientos y todo lo demás. Por ejemplo, ustedes solamente como jóvenes, de parte de Dios, ¿verdad?, tienen dos cosas que hacer: honrar a padre y madre y obedecer. And that's hard. A ver, explíqueme. Why is it hard to obey mom and dad? Anybody here? Am I just here by myself? ¿Sabes a quién está aquí? Okay. ¿Por qué es tan difícil obedecer a mamá y papá?
Porque sabemos, o pensamos que sabemos todo.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, mom. Yo me sé lavar los dientes. No me tienes que decir, right? Me sé bañar. Y tu mamá, cállate bien. No me sé tallar. Ok, muy bien, perfecto. ¿Qué más? Yes.
El oído está muy agudo para escuchar.
Why?
La dureza.
Que we're like, el corazón está engrosado. We know what we're doing. You have to tell me. Muy bien. ¿Qué más? Gracias, mamá. Muy bien. ¿Qué más? Why is it hard to obey mom and dad?
You think we have life figured out?
Yes. My life is figured out. I know what I want. And mom, I only need you for a couple of months and then I know what to do. You just feed me food. Me plancha la ropa. And I'm out of here. Very good. ¿Qué más? Yes. Muy bien, no te gusta escuchar la verdad. Muy bien. Well, you know what? Your mom and dad sometimes they lie to us. Because, you know, like with me, my mom is like, oh, que eres bien guapo, bien bonito. And then when I got to school, I'm like, you are so ugly. I'm like, who did I supposed to believe? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Qué más? For real, sí, yeah. ¿Qué más? Ahora, ¿cómo hacemos estos dos mandamientos? La fe para ustedes como jóvenes. Primero, dar honor. What does that mean to give honor to our parents? ¿Qué significa? Primero es la parte de valorar. El mejor ejemplo es el teléfono. Do you value your phone? Levanta la mano, who values their phone? Porque, I mean, if you have the iPhone 6, maybe not so much, but if you have the iPhone 15, maybe you do, right? ¿Y qué es lo que haces? You case it. You put a screen, what?
Protector.
And then when you're playing basketball or volleyball or tennis, and you're gonna give this to your friends, they're sitting down there, y se lo vas a dar, you're like, oh man, who are you gonna give it to? The one that's gonna what? Take care of it. That's to value something. Okay? Darle honor a papá y mamá means that you're gonna value them. They are priceless. You're like, oh no, hermano, you knew my mom. They are priceless. In what sense? Que valoremos, que les demos el valor de lo que ellos son para nosotros. There will be a day that you won't have your mom or your dad. And maybe by now it is the case. So how do you value them? They should be priceless for you. Not like your phone, more. Darles el honor y el valor. Número dos, ¿cómo obedezco? Fíjate cómo dice Hebreos en el capítulo 5. Porque la fe se tiene que obedecer. And it's hard to obey. Hebreos capítulo 5 dice ahí, en el versículo 8. 5:8 dice así. 5:8 dice, y aunque era hijo, por lo cual padeció, aprendió que la obediencia, obedience is something you learn. It's very hard. Si no aprendes a obedecer a tu papá y a tu mamá, this is what I tell Caleb. My son's like 15, I'm 15. Le digo, come on, man. Le digo, all you have to do is obey. How hard can that be? Pero dice, es que me agarras en el mal momento. You know, I'm playing FIFA or something, and then you like grab me right in the best match. Le digo, ¿qué no existe la pausa? Dice, yeah, papá, pero es que, you know, you have this momentum going and whatever, yeah, whatever. Pero, ¿qué significa aprender a obedecer? Obeying, sometimes you don't understand the whys. Okay, I'll give you a better example, okay? So I'm going, God willing, to Ecuador. I'm going to be preaching in Ecuador, in Quito, Ecuador. And so like 1 hour and a half away from me, Quito, through the flying, certainly, está las Galapagos Island. And las Islas Galapagos is like, you know, Darwin, and he went to do his theory over there, whatever. And so I'm gonna be doing a scuba diving, right? And so they go, well, you know, when I want a scuba diver, I want to scuba dive in this place because I want to see these reefs. And they're like, no, you can't. What do you mean I can't? You can't. Well, why not? Because you need a different certification. Well, it's like a different certification. I'm like, well, I can get it. Say, yeah, but you need like 100 dives before you can dive there. I'm like, well, I don't think I can do 100 dives before I can dive there, but I'm gonna try my best, I guess, but maybe not. So me, in my stubbornness, I want to do it. Y le digo, why not? I need to understand. Dice, es que, when you're down there, hay corrientes, and they could just like flush you away. Yo no entiendo por qué no. Pero tengo que confiar que ellos me están diciendo, because they don't want to expose me. When you obey your mom and dad, you don't have to understand the whys. You're like, oh, hermano, come on. You're like my mom. ¿Por qué tienes que hacerlo? Because they love you. And they want the best for you. And as a Christian, your job is to obey your mom and dad. As a Christian, that's what you do. Pero it's something that you learn. It's a skill that you develop. You were not born like, okay, voy a obedecer y ya lo voy a hacer. No, you have to develop it. It's a skill you have to like get good at it. ¿Y cómo lo haces? Practicándolo una y otra vez con la mejor solicitud. So, you know, I was born and raised in Mexico City, right? And so I moved to the States when I was 15. That's why I have a big accent. And so my first job was McDonald's. Well, in the States. And so it was kind of funny because when they train me, they're like, okay, whatever the manager says to you, you have to reply by saying, thank you. But you have to be happy and excited. In the world, thank you. Y me dice el manager, can you take out the trash? Oh, claro. No, así no. ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo? Thank you. You have to be excited. Like, thank you. Now you gotta be kidding me, man. Take out the trash. You gotta say thank you? Yes. So I follow direction. Tienes que barrer. It was hard because they said, you need to go to the bathroom. You know, somebody did something kind of nasty. Yo le digo, ¿por qué no hablaba en inglés? Le digo, it was nasty. He said, well, you know, like, I don't understand. So I went and I understood what nasty was. Entonces, entré al baño and it was like bad. I mean, it was like, I'm not gonna get into details, okay? But, I mean, it was, you guys know Nutella? It was like terrible. Like, all of them, like, it was terrible, right? And so, tenía que limpiar el toilet y todo. And they still wanted me to say what?
Thank you.
I'm like, the next time I escuché la palabra nasty, I understood. I'm like, oh, great. And I couldn't roll my eyes. You know how we're so used to when the mamá te dice, algo, you're like, I had to say, thank you. Era tan difícil, pero cuando uno obedece a papá y mamá, if you practice, I know it's hard, cuando diga a tu mamá, hey, mi hijo, ¿podrías hacer esto? Thank you. What happened? Fue la clase de Mano Valera, ¿no? Pero la idea es que obeying takes time. You have to practice it. Listen, you would always have to obey somebody.
Like, no, no, you have to. Your mom and dad, they love you. Pero cuando crezcas, and you get pulled over, you need to obey. ¿Me entiendes?
You know, my son, if you look at my son, 6'3", curly hair, and I was telling him, listen, Caleb, I said, if we ever get pulled over, man, you put your hands on the wheel.
Like, why, dad? You got to put your hands on the
operator. ¿Por qué? Well, maybe not in California, but over there in Chicago, they profile you bad. Do they do that here too? No profiling here? Cops? That's bad. Why do you have to? Porque you, el policía te dice, puedes darme esto, salte del carro, and you're not like, why? Why do I have to get out? I don't understand. They take you out. La idea es que la obediencia se aprende y la fe es parte de la obediencia. Si yo obedezco la palabra de Dios y obedezco a mis padres en todo, me está preparando Dios para que cuando crezca sepa obedecer a todos los demás. You know, you will have a boss eventually. Even if you become your own boss and your own entrepreneur and you build your own company, the client will be your boss. You have to understand, you will always have a boss. I yo estudié administración de empresas. I was doing business for like 15 years.
Y siempre tienes un boss.
Y el boss te dice, can you do this? And you have to say, thank you. But you have to do it. Because if you don't do it, they what? What do they do? They fire you. So, el hogar y la Biblia es la experiencia de obedecer. ¿Para qué? Para prepararte para la vida. You can be a doctor, you still have a boss. Well, you can be the president. You still have a boss, believe me. You want to be a cop? You still have a boss. You want to have your own landscaping company? You still have a boss. You will always have a boss. Y la obediencia es algo que te ayuda. Si obedeces la palabra de Dios, esa es la fe en tu casa. La obediencia a la papá. Pero it takes time. For you, all you have to do is learn to obey mom and dad. And sometimes they're gonna make you go to clean something nasty. I tell Kayla, I said, come on, tu mamá no está pidiendo mucho, man. Just be a Nike boy. What do you mean that? Just do it. Just do it, man. Just like get it done. Because sometimes she complains, like, why do you complain to me? Just do it. You know, ¿qué hace tu mamá? Si no le haces caso, I don't know about your mom, but they get mad. They're like all over you. Like, tampoco no. Están como, y luego se enojan. And luego you forget about it, but they don't. Hey, mom, ¿me puedes dar un poquito de cereal? Huh. Tíratelo tú. Ni obedeces. ¿Y qué sucede? La obediencia. Cuando uno obedece la palabra de Dios, está poniendo la fe en su hogar. Let me ask you, do you want to have children? Levanta, ¿quién quiere tener hijos? Oh, man, you guys don't know what you're talking about. It's hard. I am telling you. Y luego dice un dicho, todo lo que uno hace lo paga. Yeah. Now, I want you to think about this, okay? Would you like to have kids? And then, I like to ask you this question. Would you like to be your own child? Oh, man, hermano, you're getting deep. Yeah. Let's say, tú eras tu propio hijo. Would you like that? Some of you will be like, sure, hermano, come on. Pero some of you will be like, oh, no, scary, man. Tenemos que aprender a obedecer como hijos porque es la forma en que ponemos la fe. Siempre vas a obedecer. ¿Por qué? Because there is a benefit behind that. ¿Cuál es el beneficio de obedecer? A ver.
Un buen testimonio.
Buen testimonio. ¿Qué más?
Vivirás por largos días.
Vivirás, la verdad. Vivirás por largos días. Think about it, okay? So I'm driving in Spain. And first I'm like, man, there are no cops in Spain. That's pretty cool. So, I was like going real fast, right? Y estoy pasando por Marbella y luego pasando por Sevilla, y voy manejando, right?
Wow, this is amazing. No cops.
3 months later, I'm in my house, and I get these envelopes with the seal of Spain.
What's going on? What is this?
And then they say speeding tickets. 100 euros por cada uno. I was like 300 euros. I'm like, well, and that was when the euro was like 18 per euro, like 1.8. First thing is like, no, it's not me. This is me, right? No, this is not me. This is no, they, but you know what? They got these cameras.
Yeah.
And my son had curly hair since he was 1 year old. So I'm looking at the picture and then I see his curly hair in the back. Like, oh, when you obey, tienes una recompensa.
And when you disobey,
tienes una consecuencia. If you obey your mom and dad, you will be blessed. Tendrás largos días de duración. But if you obey your faith, you will be blessed in this earth y en la de arriba. A veces somos incrédulos y no creemos. You're like, yeah, but I don't know, hermano. Try it. Practícalo. I've been so blessed in my life. But you have to obey. It's hard, but you have to. Okay. Okay, ¿cómo están todos bien?
Always, I can't hear that pretty cool.
Preguntas. Questions. Vamos a dejarlo unos 20 minutos para preguntas. ¿Estamos bien en el tiempo?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Preguntas. Preguntas. ¿Todos aquí? Did I make you fall asleep and wake up? And... Yes, Ricky.
Bueno, yo tengo una pregunta.
Yes.
Como dijiste, de leer 5 versículos al día.
Yes.
Y aplicarlos. Por ejemplo, si vamos desde Génesis, mm-hmm, fin de Apocalipsis, todo recto así. Cuando llegamos a genealogías,
yes,
que son pues, hasta capítulos enteros,
yes,
¿cómo podemos usar eso?
De muchas maneras. Uno es que cuando leas la genealogía, posiblemente 5 versículos van a ser como 10 nombres. Maybe, sí. Una vez que entras al hábito, within 3 or 4 months, you're going to read more than 5 verses.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Entonces, cuando llegues a genealogías, you'll be like, wait a minute, who are these people? And you're going to go look for them. And you're going to read about them. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, oh, I get it. Oh, I'm like Samson. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No sé si es pregunta, pero más o menos, si sabe más o menos de explicar para esta generación, ¿qué es lo que realmente más hace falta para esta generación y que tenga propósito con Dios?
Discipular. To disciple people. We don't do that in church a lot. You know, like I take people to the Middle East once a year. So I go in the summer. I just came back from Egypt. And I usually take one joven de la iglesia. I always take one joven de la iglesia. Now, in their mind, in their eyes, it's like, wow, el hermano Jacob, he's taking them. He's taking me to Egypt. That's amazing. He has no clue what I'm doing. It's like, I am discipling him. I want him to see my life. I want to be next to him. And I don't think we do that a lot. I think that what we have a model today in church is like, you come, you listen to class, and that's it. And what we should do is like, you come, listen to class, and let's come. Live with me for a couple of days. Come on, let's go here. Let's do a project together. I think that if we do more disciples, I think it will be better. Jesus, he took the disciples, he took them with them. You know, los discípulos no fueron como, I don't want to go. Just give me a class here in the Mount of Beatitudes and then we'll talk about it later. No. He's like, you're going to come with me. And you're going to live with me. And you're going to see how I read and how I teach. And so cuando me llevo este joven, he's like, wow, hermano. And he's like, ¿cómo le hace para tener paciencia? I want him to see that because if I just preach to him, he don't get it, but he sees it. He's like, makes sense.
La última.
Yes.
Sabemos que estamos en un tiempo en el cual las emociones dominan más a las personas, ¿verdad?
Yes.
¿Qué les podría dar a entender acerca de el creer y la emoción, que no son iguales?
Ok. El creer y la emoción. There's this movie that came out. I haven't seen it, but it's like $100 million. se llama Inside Out. ¿Alguien la ha visto? So Inside Out is really, for kids, it's too much. I think it's like a very psychological, strong movie. But for adults, I think we get it. Pero, ¿cómo gestionamos nuestras emociones? Is so important. Because right now, we live in a world where we pretty much do what makes us feel good. Por ejemplo, cuando hablamos de la felicidad, en la película, en Inside Out, hay una que se llama Happiness, ¿no? La que es amarillo, creo.
Joy.
Joy, okay. So, you know, I have studied a lot of, you know, neuroscience and stuff like that. And so, happiness, it's honestly dopamina in your brain. So it's like electroshocks that hit your brain, the backside of your brain, and you feel good about it. Everybody follow me? Mm-hmm. So, when you grab a frappuccino from McDonald's or from Starbucks. It has sugar, right? And it hits your dopamine big time. You're happy. So, muchas de las veces lo que pasa en la iglesia es que we want to feel good about God, but you have to understand the difference between an emotion and our conviction in faith. It's very different. There is nothing wrong with feeling some dopamina. That's part of life. But life is not about that only. Mm-hmm. And si solamente te enfocas en esta parte, you know, when you look at pornography, for example, cuando ves pornografía, it hits that. That's why you get addicted to it. Because it hits a part of the brain. You're feeling good. You're like, I don't know, but I'm feeling good. Cuando tomas, por ejemplo, coke, I don't mean like a zero coke. I mean like cocaine. It hits that. Your dopamina hits it. Entonces, we have to teach the jóvenes that we have to manage that dopamina. Not everything is happiness. Mm-hmm. And the difference between happiness and joy is huge. Joy is like, okay, you're content with what you have, even if you don't have that. And how many people depend on sugar? I mean, they wake up, I need coffee. Mm-hmm. I need coffee. Yeah. Why? Because we get wired to that. Y en la iglesia, you need to understand that, see, like, somebody lied to you. They say, okay, mijo, pues tienes que tú crecer y ver lo que te hace feliz. That is not true. See, la Biblia te dice que no estamos aquí para buscar nuestra felicidad. We are here to glorify God. And when you understand that, you're like, it gives purpose in your life. Why am I in Bakersfield? I mean, I was in Barcelona like 3 days ago, right? And I was like in a mafia coast like last week, like, in Italy. I'm like, well, I might not go to Bakersfield. I can't stay here in Italy for more. So, but I tengo un propósito en mi vida. Y ese propósito es lo que me hace que venga para acá. And right now, I'm joyful. This is hot. But I'm joyful. Because my joy doesn't depend on my emotions, but on the will of God to glorify God. And I think como jóvenes, if you guys get to that, look, yo le digo a Carla, mijo, es que he's like, I want to do this. Digo, yeah, but you're thinking, you know, because I want to be a football player and I want to make a couple of millions. Digo, no. You have to look where God will use you to glorify Him. And when you get to that point, you're going to be happy, even if you don't make money. You're like, really? Yes. Y los jóvenes cometemos el error que in church is like dopamine. It's like, cuando hacemos actividades de jóvenes, es mucho entretenimiento, but it's not a lot of, let's get to this, because this is really our purpose in life. Everything else will come second. And that we get that will be blessed. Okay, preguntas. ¿Todos aquí todavía? Anybody here? Okay. Preguntas. ¿Manuel? No. Preguntas. Jonathan, no. Preguntas.
Si no, yo le pregunto.
Sí.
Todos los jóvenes estamos faltos de propósito.
Sí.
Ahora bien, ¿cuál es el propósito a seguir como principio para seguir a Dios? Ya que tanto jóvenes como adultos dicen sentir, pero no es primero el creer, cuando es esencial el creer que el sentir.
Fe es creer en algo que nunca hemos visto. Yo nunca he visto a Jesús. Tú nunca lo has visto, pero ¿crees en Jesús?
Sí.
Eso es fe. ¿Okay? ¿Cómo le hacemos para encontrar un propósito en algo que no creemos? Yo tengo una serie en YouTube que se llama Apología. Y la serie habla de la ciencia y habla de muchas cosas. Y hablo del debate entre los jóvenes, el argumento. Por ejemplo, les digo lo siguiente, porque muchos jóvenes dicen, oh no, man, you know, God didn't create us, you know, we kind of came to be from the Big Bang. And digo, think about it this way, okay? Inteligencia artificial. Is it amazing? ¿Sí o no?
No.
Well, I think it is amazing. Like, honestly, like, you tell them something, boom, 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 they get out of the way, you're like, wow. Pero imagínate tú que la inteligencia artificial dijera, yo me creé a mí misma. You're like, oh, no, wait a minute. So everything you kind of know is what we gave you, right? Mm-hmm. Ya dijo Elon Musk, he said, in 2026, artificial intelligence will overpass our intelligence. Ya lo dijo él. Okay. Llega un momento en la historia de la humanidad que va a sobrepasar. Es más, va a ser más inteligente que tú. You're like, no, hermano. Yeah. Honestly. Le dices, hazme un sermón y te lo hace. Le dices, ¿qué hace? Y te lo dice. Pero que la inteligencia te diga de pronto, yo me hice a mí misma, you'll be like, no, you are crazy. Right? Así es el ser humano. Decimos, no, es que yo me hice a mí. O sea, it's not possible. If you honestly think about it, like, no way. Y en esa serie de Apología, hablo de eso para que quitemos esas emociones y entremos a lo que creemos. Which is an amazing debate. Because once we're convinced, the faith will be part of us forever. Pero si no estamos convencidos, that's going to be hard. Muy bien, preguntas, gracias. Preguntas. ¿Todos aquí? A ver, preguntas, ¿estamos con tiempo?
Estamos todavía, es tiempo, hermano.
Ok, déjame ver aquí para que no me vaya a pasar, si no va a decir, no me ha tardado mucho.
La última.
Ah, sí, sí estamos, sí, la última, es la última.
Otra vez con la generación.
No, sí,
está. En esta generación estamos faltos de temor. Uh-huh. ¿Qué nos puede dar a enseñar para poder eliminar la expresión que se usa del concepto divino como el oh my God o el ay Dios? En toda expresión de la que se usa en cuanto al concepto divino.
Bueno, los judíos entendían esto porque ellos no mencionan el nombre de Dios en vano. Entonces, lo que pasa es que nosotros, de aquí viviendo en Estados Unidos, a veces minimizamos las expresiones y a veces el nombre de Dios. Y como lo oímos tan seguido, se nos hace como decimos, ok, pues así toda la gente lo hace. A veces mi hijo está jugando y dice, oh my God, what? Porque quiero que entienda que cuando diga el nombre de Dios, sea con un propósito. Pero es parte de enseñarle a la juventud. Ser pacientes para enseñarles, y que ellos lleguen a comprender que, pues, Dios es un nombre sagrado y que se debe utilizar con un propósito. Y que debe haber temor para que cuando se mencione sea con un propósito totalmente divino. ¿Ok, muchachos?
Jesús, la sangre de Jesús y un...